This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli warplanes unleashed a new series of heavy airstrikes at several locations at Gaza City early Monday, hours after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu signaled the fourth war with Gaza's Hamas rulers would rage on. Explosions rocked the city from north to south for 10 minutes in one attack that was heavier on a wider area and lasted longer than a series of air raid 24 hours earlier, in which 42 Palestinians were killed. It's the deadliest single attack in the latest round of violence between Israel and the Hamas militant group that rules Gaza. The earlier Israeli airstrikes flattened three buildings. UN Security Council diplomats and Muslim foreign ministers have convened emergency meetings to demand a stop to civilian bloodshed in the Mideast. Sunday's urgent appeals came as Israel warplanes carried out the deadliest attacks yet during a week of unrelenting Hamas rocket barrages and Israeli airstrikes. U.S. President Joe Biden has said his administration is working with Palestinians and Israelis to work toward a sustained calm, adding that both deserve to live in safety and security. A three-day ceasefire marked by violent attacks, claimed mostly by the Islamic State group, has ended in Afghanistan amid calls for renewed peace talks. Taliban political spokesman Suhail Shaheen says that the negotiating teams of the government and the Islamic State and Emirate, that's how the Taliban refer to their ousted regime, met briefly in Qatar. This is VOA News. The immunologist who leads the COVID-19 response in the United States said Sunday that the undeniable effects of racism have led to unacceptable health disparities that especially hurt African Americans, Hispanics, and Native Americans during the pandemic. COVID-19 has shown a bright light on our own society's failings, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci during a graduation ceremony for Emory University. Speaking by website from Washington, Fauci told the graduates in Atlanta that many members of the minority groups work in essential areas and jobs where they might be exposed to the coronavirus. He also said that they are more likely to become infected and exposed because of medical conditions like hypertension, chronic lung disease, diabetes, or obesity. Travelers in England are packing their bags, bartenders are polishing their glasses, and theater performers are warming up as Britain prepared for a major step out of lockdown, but the excitement over Monday's reopening of travel and hospitality vied with anxiety about a more contagious virus variant now spreading in the country. Health Secretary Matt Hancock said the variant first identified in India is more transmissible than the UK's main strain and is likely it will become the dominant variant. On Monday, people in England will be able to eat at restaurants and meal indoors, go to a museum, and visit one another's homes. Turkey's Interior Ministry has lifted a full lockdown that had ordered people to stay home to fight COVID-19 infections, shifting to a less restrictive program that still involved curfews on weeknights and weekends. Starting Monday, shopping malls are now reopening. Some businesses will remain closed, including gyms and cafes, but restaurants will be able to offer takeaway in addition to delivery. Preschools will resume in-person education, but upper grades will continue remote learning. Turks can return to the workplaces, but will have to stay home from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. on weekdays and all day Saturday and Sunday. The Turkish government introduced a full lockdown on April to curb a surge in infections and deaths. Board members at Microsoft Corporation made a decision in 2020 that it wasn't appropriate for its co-founder, Bill Gates, to continue sitting on the board as they investigated the billionaire's prior romantic relation with a female Microsoft employee that was deemed inappropriate, according to the Wall Street Journal. Citing unnamed sources, the journal reported online Sunday that board members looking into the matter hired a law firm in late 2019 to conduct an investigation. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.